Queensland FM's local finals footy match of the round. Now it's back to the ground with Peter, George and Mal. 104.7 Gippsland FM, your football.
Well, Mal, 43 points down at three-quarter time. Matthew, what do we do?
the ground with Stuart Anderson. Stuart, what a quarter. Your boys have got it all before you. There's only one side that could lose this game, and that's you boys, because you were fantastic that quarter.
Yeah, look, we were, you know, we said at half time that, you know, we were playing a little bit too free flowing. Our game is to defend first, obviously, and to try to make it a real contest. We felt the team, we were just up and down a little bit with goals, and I think that's the way Mathew really like to play. They like that momentum. So we thought that if we can come out, grab the momentum and control the ball, and have it on our terms, it'll go a long way to having a good quarter, which we were able to do.
Well, you've obviously done that, because they've had to make a lot of moves where you guys have actually stuck to your game plan and just used your strength.
Yeah, look, I dare say the weather and the week off has helped. You know, we have really strict rotations, and we've got you know, some real seasoned campaigners through that midfield, and they know their role really well. We've had a pretty unchanged side most of the year, so we're just really pleased to be able to have fresh legs through the midfield and to keep that up. And if we can, you know that if we can get in a situation now with fresh legs, you know, we're going to run home pretty well.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
That was George Munro down on the boundary line talking to the assistant coach there from Sale. And Mel, so, you know, it's really a pride thing now from AFR, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. And interesting comments from the assistant coach down there about the midfield and fresh legs, because I really do think that that's probably where AFR have broken down, regardless of matchups in their forward line. When they get the clearance out of the middle, they look like they can score. And he was right. When the momentum's been there, AFR have been in the quarters, but as soon as Sale grab it and change the momentum and hold possession and start getting those clearances, that's why Kane Martin, to my liking, has almost been best on ground, being in the middle. He's just got so much of the ball. Nobody's tagged him. Both teams have kind of run off each other in that midfield, and Sale are doing it better with fresher, quicker legs.
Yeah, him and Collins has been also pretty productive in there. And even the ruckman, you know, McLean and Lippman have done pretty... good job.
They have. And, you know, Hayden McGill's done his best in there, but when he comes off, you know, that's one less really talented player that Maffra have got in that midfield, and the fresh legs of Sale have really dominated.
Ball back in the centre for the last quarter, thrown up there now. Connolly gets first whack on it, looking to get across to Coleman. He can't control the footy. McGill gets hold of it, kicks it to centre half forward, at front position. Sale. Fife takes the mark at the true centre half back position. Sale plays on kick hook of the wing out there to the lead of Collins. It goes over his head. Sale with the numbers of the football. Good work there by Petreski. He gets it across beautifully to Martin. Martin thumps it into the forward 50. Over the back there, Ferguson couldn't control the football. Picked up quickly by Rathnow. Kicks it into the square. Over the top. Wrapped up in the tackle. It was Sweeney when he thought he was about to kick a goal. Plenty of pressure there from both teams. It's in the goal square now. Little kick there. No one can control the footing. Maffra jumping on and forcing it through, finally through for 1 point. So Sale move on to 15-5, 95 to Maffra 7-9-51 on the Valley Ford scoreboard. Last quarter, this big Gippsland Grand Final with a huge crowd, over a $45,000 gate here today at Morwell in magnificent conditions. Hayden McGill going to bring the ball and decides to go short, kicking it to Kaloran. So he gets it by hand, gets it back to McGill. He finesses over the top to Carr. Carr takes a mark on the half-back flank, plays on quickly, thumps it long down the wing, looking for the high flyers. Up goes Tattison, way forward acceptance, just couldn't take the mark, but gave the free kick away. And Jordan Descent, who will take the free kick, and he's been very solid down there in defence, and really ineffective to take Jack Tattison this afternoon, kicking only 4 points. Again, the ball ends up with Kane Martin on the wing. Kane Martin, he's been there. Really the architect in the centre of the ground there for Sale, decides to go by hand over the top to Scultis. Scultis gets hold of a lovely left foot, kicks it inside 50, looking for the high flyers. Up they go. Michalski takes a beauty, running with the ball, looking to play on quickly, gets it over the top there, and a mark taken right in front of goal. Beautifully weighted kick by McAdam. So McAdam will line up 15 metres in front. And if the fat lady hasn't had a bit of a song and dance, she's going to have one now.
She's got the Glycerine all happening at the minute.
So in he comes, Russell McAdam, lining up for Sale's 16th goal. Shouldn't miss from this spot. And puts it straight on the bat. McAdam kicks a goal. And Sale move on to 16-5, 101 to Mafra 7-9-51. So it's a 50-point lead to the boys from Sale in this grand final, and they'll be taking home the silverware. Make no mistake about that.
Mel, you've got to come up with the best on ground for the Stan Aitken medal, so we're waiting for you to tell us who you think some of the better players are. And I think there's a couple in mind. I'm certain that you've picked out a couple of players, and you'll probably come up with one a little bit obscure.
Obscure?
Yeah.
Back in the centre of the ground. Here it is. We've played 3 minutes in this final term. Ball gets out. McGill gets on the end of it. Really kicks it up to no one in particular, but does get the clearance. Wow, gutsy effort there by Russell McAdam to take a mark running with the footy. Plays on quickly, kicks it up there, and a beautiful mark taken by Mackay. He's been good today. He plays on, jumps it into the forward line. Up they go. A good mark taken for Mafra by Fote. Just nudged Ferguson under the footy. And Fote plays on quickly, looking for Carr. Carr can't get the... Ooh, he's going to be rewarded with the free kick. And Carr will take the free kick on the half-back flank for Mafra. And lead by Connolly, ignores that one, and decides to switch the play dangerously across there. Confines Killoran, and he's got the ball at the true centre half back position. He looks and sends out to the leader, Geeshan. Geeshan's taken the ball now. He goes to play on, bad mistake. It has to go backwards then. Gets it, has to Walker. Walker by hand across to McGill. That's Hayden. He gets on that left foot, kicks it into the hot spot. Up there, the high flyers. Up they go. No one can take the mark. Ball thumped down to the ground to the advantage of Sale. There with the numbers. Good work. Gets out to Scholters. Scholters by foot, cleverly across there to Fife. And Fife takes the mark in the centre of the ground. And it's all Sale here at the moment. He kicks it to the wing. And they're raffling out there. Dunkley takes the mark, kicks it inside 50, over the top there, with a bit of a foot race in it, with the 50 metres mark, goes to ground, pushes out the back, opportunity there for the big fella Ferguson. He gets hands off, no one, good work by Batali to fold that up, and the way go Mafra via the agency of Folk, gets it down the line. Bedgwood's got on the end of it now. He swings around, kicks it inside 50, but no one home for Mafra. And an easy mark taken there by Pendlebury, who I think's been pretty good this afternoon too. He kicks it over the top to Lafferty. Lafferty at centre-half forward. Scholters is lining up for it in the centre of the ground. They're really going to enjoy this last quarter of the Sale boys. So Scholters had a pretty good season, about 50 in the run-up to across the top two. Matreski, and I like his style too. He's been pretty handy this afternoon. So Matreski in the centre of the ground for Sale, switches the ball, kicked it across to the scoreboard side. And a mark taken by Collins. Collins then plays on, kicks it around the corner. And a mark then taken by Rathnow. Rathnow taking the mark right in front of the scoreboard here. And so Rathnow then kicks it in, thumping on, kick into the forward line. Front position, Ferguson couldn't get hold of it. Good work by Fote to get a fist on it. Ball goes to ground. Numbers there. Gooch is in there. He can't control the football. In there also is Coleman. No one controlled. Plenty of numbers around the footy. Ball squirts out the back, crashing through there. Geeshan, he's wrapped up in the tackle. Nearly a free kick. Umpire says play on. And he said prior opportunity and a free kick against him. And that'll be going to...
And 50. Bit of
and a 50. And so Sale will get another goal here. And I think it's... And he'll line up from directly in front. So he'll post this 17th goal for Sale. They're already 50 points in front, and this will push him out to 56. And so he'll line up from directly in front. In he comes, Justin McClay. Had a great day this afternoon, McClay. This is his third. He'll line up, kick his third. In he steps now and puts it straight onto the boot and straight through the middle. So McClay's third, and it's party time here for Sale. There's 17 goals, 507 to Mafra 7-9-51. And it's certainly all one-way traffic here from Sale at the moment, and we just hope it doesn't blow out, boys. Well, more than it has.
I was going to say, I think it might have already reached that proportion.
I don't know if you've ever had a flat tyre in your car, Pete.
50 points is a fair margin, and... make that 56 points, and they've been irresistible, Sale. All year they've been the best side, and now they've made the fruits of their rewards. They're very fit.
Very fit, and they've worked their interchange very well. Back in the centre, up they go. Connolly in there, he couldn't control it. Diving in there is Coleman. He's got ball squirts out the back. Running there is the Tudor. He gets a hands ball. Batali is there. He goes by hand out the back. And Carr gets on the end of it. He goes, pitches the ball out to Connolly on the wing in front of our grandstand here. He takes the mark. Connolly for Mafra. No leads on foot. Decides to kick it to the hotspot at centre half forward, but plenty of sail there. Putting the hand up was Wallace. He couldn't control it. Diving in on top of it. Betchgood's in there. He can't get hold of it. Sail again with the numbers working it beautifully. Pops it out to Wallace. He gets a little left foot kick round the corner looking for and finds Kane Martin, who was just used his body beautifully. So Kane Martin right in front of our commentary box here has taken the mark for sail. And there'll be a big night here in Sale tonight. So a little kick over the top there. Sculptors again on the end of it, just making that lead. And they're just working the ball around. And Sculptors got the football. He's going to switch the footy dangerously there. Looking across to Pendlebury, and a poor disposal allows little Gary James to get in there. He dropped what he would have taken. He goes this way, that way. Has one bounce through the centre. Dodges another opponent. Gets around Martin. Thumps it into the forward. Looking for the high fires. Front position and is sailed, but they've got the numbers. Good work by Laverty. He gets it out to Wallace again. Wallace comes out of poor disposal. Out of bounds on the full. And a free kick going to Begeel. So Begeel goes to play on. And the umpire won't have any of that. So Begeel with the footy from Mafra. He gets it in there and finds his man beautifully in O'Brien. O'Brien kicks to the forward line, but numbers there. Betchgood gets hold of it, little hands up, looking for Begeel. No one can control the defence. For sale stands up again beautifully, and away they go, getting a handball. Little torpedo kick out there, looking for Gooch. Gooch goes to ground, but can't off his hands and out of bounds. So Sale 17-5, 107 to Mafra 7-9-51 on the Valley Ford scoreboard, and we've played 9 minutes.
Well,
final term.
If you're a Sale supporter, you can start popping the champers, because it's definitely a one-way ticket to the moon here now. And Dan O'Brien kicks it off the ground. Going up and grabbing it out of the air was Gary Jones in his last game for Mafra. Sculptors wins the footy. Goes by hand towards Kane Fraser. Kane Fraser gets it now, turns around, dodges his opponent in stub, gives it across there to Dunkley. Dunkley's mowed down by Hayden Begeel, and a bit of a lack of awareness then by young Dunkley. Then there's no play on there, because Alex Carr, whose favourite singer is the Ted Mulry Gang, was going to take that, and he wasn't able to do so. Good kick there by Hayden Begeel, nearly the best player from Afra today. Kicks it to his mate in Kay Porter. Kay Porter gives it to Battaglia. Battaglia gives it to the run of Matt Lee. And Lee's marked right on the 50-metre arc. Adrian Begeel wants it long, trying to get back there to help out. Quirk is McAdam. And the ball goes inboard, looking for Geeshan. Geeshan got his hand to it. Collins now out towards Pfeiffer, gives it across there to Kane Martin. Martin, who's had plenty of it, gets a push in the back there from McClellan. The umpire didn't see it. Ted Mulry, gang specialist. Carr gives it across there to Coleman. Kicks it up towards Betchgood. And Betchgood takes a good, strong overhead mark. Too little, too late at the minute. And the game is now opened up, and there's a little easier the free flow getting into the forward line, which is bringing the likes of Daniel Betchgood into the game, because early days it was coming in any old how. He's going to kick from about 45. Distance shouldn't be a problem. Waiting on the accuracy. Daniel Betchgood kicks a long behind, and that's his first behind for the day to go with two goals. He's had a reasonable day. He's had a good duel with Descent. I'd give Descent the honours, but he hasn't been the worst player out there. Carr goes high on the back of Adam Wallace, and the ball's out of bounds right in the in front of the centre of excellence here at the Moore Football Ground. 107 plays 52, and Booth there gives one to McLaren. Just a little love tap, nothing to worry about. Umpire comes in and says, can I have it, please? I'm going to throw it in the air. And Sweeney Mark II throws it to the umpire. Bit of a wrestle there with the big fellas there. McLaren gets it out, and Carr tries to kick it while ball's in mid-air. Gets a free kick. And he goes back. Hasn't been the worst.
Reckon he might handball this, George?
Yeah, he'll handball it to Hayden Begeel, which he does. Hayden Begeel gives it back to him, though, which that caught me blindsided. And he beats one, and he goes right into the... Oh, my goodness.
Typifies the afternoon, George. Out of bounds on the full, I think.
Yeah, he did not flush that at all. And Chris Laverty says,
What were you trying there, Kari? And Kari goes, oh, not quite sure. Just didn't come off the boot right. Went out of the full. Anyway, Laverty's got the ball now in the back pocket. Kicks it in. And it's all a matter of the siren now, because we know who's going to win this game. Oh, Sweeney was good then. Go to Wallace. Out to Fraser. Fraser to Matreski. Matreski on the left foot. Kicks it forward. Good mark by Sam Walker. Strong mark by Sam Walker. And he goes across the ground looking for him, finding Stubb. Josh Stubb now needs to get rid of it and doesn't. Gives it across there to Walker. Walker just kicks a floater. And in comes Winnie Geeshan. The ball was hard to mark. Going to ground was Matreski. Tatterson actually did well the way he tackled him. It was quite clever. He didn't infringe. And as a matter of fact, you probably should have got a free kick, because I think diving in, you've got to get rid of the footy. But anyway, it doesn't happen. And the ball comes out now, where Kane Martin, again in best position, gets knocked over the line by Cal Porter, and waiting for it to come back in. This game has lost its momentum, Mel.
Yes, it has, in the shadows down in the forward pocket. But the Saab boys are well in control at the moment.
In comes the footy, and Booth gets rid of his opponent, gets hands on it first. Good contest there between Porter and Sweeney.
Oh, he got away with it.
Yeah, he certainly did. Coleman gets out of trouble, then kicks it under a lot of pressure, and a good mark there to Shane Pfeiffer. He's been pretty handy all day today. He's done his job, and he's done it well.
They've been solid, that back line, haven't they? Sensational.
Yeah. Well, they've talked about their back line, how solid it was and how together it was, and it's certainly been that. Laverty's part of the big six, and Laverty with the footy now. He was going to go wide, but now he turns himself around and kicks it across to Adam Wallace.
He's been pretty good too, Wallace.
Yeah, look, they haven't got a passenger. They are the complete team, and they deserve this. McLaren goes up. When you're 6 foot five, you're 6 foot five all day, and he marks it, kicks it into the centre on to the run of Fife. Fife should handball it on, but he was gathered by Hayden Begill. Begill should handball it on. He does to Bristow, who needs to get rid of it, and he does. Goes towards Tatterson, but he's outmanoeuvred there by Joel Wallace. Gave it to Adam Wallace. Gave it back to Laverty. Gave it across there to the run of Pendlebury. And Pendlebury now, with that beautiful left foot, goes in looking for him, but unable to find his teammate there in Gooch. Coleman comes across, kicks a brilliant kick to Daniel Bedge. Went over his head. Punk. Oh, he should have hit it on. It's just not working for him, and it comes out to Descent. Descent now kicks it wide, and he's found Collins, the Truden Rodder medalist. Kicks it up to Rathnow, who will want to run, but he's corralled there beautifully by Walker. Well done, Sammy Walker. And he goes back inboard to Luke Collins at half back. Collins now looks upfield, goes short to guess who? Kane Martin. Martin been terrific today. He's kicked a couple. He's had plenty of it. He kicks it up to Brendan Rathnow, right on centre wing. 107 players, 52. 55 points up. And the kick comes into Matreski, and he marks on centre wing. 17-5-107 to 17-52. 65-point leaders on the Ballyford scoreboard.
Matreski kicks it up there, and a mark taken in the last line of defence by Killoran, but a little bit of a shove, and a free kick, it looks like, go to Sale to Fote. So Fote's got the ball 55 metres out, decides to thump it long, looking for Ferguson, up and under, over the top there, and it picked up and sharked and shot for goal there by Matreski. But he's just kicked it to the left-hand side. So Sale move on to 17 goals, 6. Pretty good scoreline, 108 to Mafra, 7-10-52. And Mafra, we played 16 minutes in this final term. Mafra registered 1 point for the quarter.
What are the what's the umpire talking to Adrian McGill about, do you think? What sort of beer he likes?
Probably the tackling decision on the ground there, I think.
Mafra, drive it long into the centre up there, and again with Sale in there. Sculptor's ridden into the ground, umpire says playing ball, squirts out to the back to Gooch. He can't get on, thumps it back to Laverty. Laverty at the 50 metre, little cute kick, and picking up there on whistle on play. And Laverty, for some reason, is going to get a free kick, and I'm not too sure about that one, but I'm sure the guards were looking down on him. So Laverty will get the free kick. He'll kick from 55 metres out outside his range here for Sale. He'll switch it into Sculter. Sculter will run to the 50 metre ruck, go this way, go to stumbles. He's kicked, handballs it back to Gooch. Gooch then awkwardly kicks it into the forward line. And Mert Bergeson goes, puts his hands up, can't take the mark. Wachelski's in there, he's wrapped up in the tackle. Umpire says, play on, but Stack's on the mill, and he'll blow the whistle down. We'll have a ball up. 35 metres out from the Sale goal.
with Sale 108 to Mafra 52. And we're 20 minutes into this final turn. Ball dumped around there, picked up again by Coleman. He's worked very hard for the day. He gets it back out to Jones, who's also worked hard. It goes this way, that away. Kicks it into the centre of the ground to the run of Tudor. Tudor can't take the mark. Tackled when he didn't have it. Umpire says play on, coming in there for Sale. Good work is McAdam, and again he's a high tackle on the Mafra boy, and a free kick will be going to Carr. So Carr plays on from Mafra, kicks it long to the centre forward, looking for Bedgood. I puts his hand up, but a good strong mark there for Sale by Descent, and just in the half back flank, and Descent's got the footy. Hill just kicks it across to Laverty, who's had a pretty good game too today. Laverty, he's had plenty of it. And he'll comes out to the wing right in front of our grandstand here. Coming in was Begill. He can't get hold of Tatterson's in there. He'll thump it out the back, but good work there from Sale by Wallace to pick it up and thumps it. But an ordinary sort of kick sees it go out of bounds on the wing here in front of this huge crowd. Fantastic day. Gippsland football is well and truly alive here in the Moore Footy Ground. Ball with the boundary umpire throwing it back in. Up they go, coming across as the big fella Bistro getting a hand on it, but no one can get hold of it, and the ball's forced out of bounds again in front of the stand here. And we'll have another throw in, and the young girl who's a boundary umpire is doing a fantastic job. She's got the footy now, throws it in. Up they go, Connolly in there too, up against McLaren. No one can get hold of it. Numbers there with Sale. Good high tackle there on the boy from Sale, McAdam, and he's also been pretty good this afternoon, McAdam. And he'll get the free kick right in front of the stand here on the wing. So McCannon with the footy, plenty of numbers down there. They're all floating down. Poor kick off the boot, but it's the Lux of Fortune, and a mark taken for Sale, just in on the half forward flank. So the ball there with McClay, too far out to score. He'll thump it long into the forward line. There goes out there looking for the high flyers up there. Up they go, no one can take the ball, comes to ground. Work, good work there again by Porter to get hold of it into the centre of the ground. Ball goes over the top, no one can control it. Sale with the numbers there, gets out to Laverty, he couldn't get hold of it. Good work there now to force the forward ball forward by Tudor, but he's again wrapped up in the tackle too. Tudor keeps working hard, good work by Tudor, gets it across to Connolly, back to Tudor, and Tudor by foot now. Up and under sort of kick, but the big plenty of numbers there for Sale, and Skelters takes an easy uncontested mark on the half back flank. Skelters, who's had plenty of it too, gets it across to Dunkley, and they're just chipping the ball around now. The 20 minute mark, Sale 17 6 108 to Mafra 7 10 52 on the Valley Ford scoreboard. Ball there with Wallace, he gets it over, up and over, poor disposal, but puts the hands up there, a Sweeney, he gets it across now to Wallace. Wallace then thumps it long, up and under, looking for Machewski. He's got front position, got he's well wrapped up in the tackle. Good work. Battaglia comes in there, puts a pressure on. Ball squirts out the back now. Porter's got it from Mafra, gets across to Jones. Jones on the 50-metre arc, goes run, pumps it long into the forward line. Beautiful looking kick, looking for Begill. Front position, can't get hold of it, but down pass says it's off hands and through for one behind. So Mafra move on to 7-11-53 to Sale 17-6-108 on the Valley Ford scoreboard. 21 minutes into this final term in the Gippsland Football League Grand Final.
Well, nothing much happening here as Pendlebury kicks it in, and oh, silly play.
No need for that at all.
Just frustration creeping in, and was that Jack Tatterson?
Yeah, Tatterson.
He's
had a dirty day, Tatterson.
Penalty, and easy bit of play there by Sale to Kane Martin, shaping up as Stan Aitkenish kicks it across to Truden Rodemedler, and another late bump, but this time the umpire said wasn't that late, and the kick was with Luke Collins. Collins now goes short and over the head of Descent. Being a bit too fancy now, Sale trying to over finesse. Ball comes out to Tudor. He's had the fumbles today. Picks it up now. Puts O'Brien under more pressure than the illegal boat immigrants, and he is wrapped up in a tackle right in front of our commentary position. And we wait for the two big men, Lipman and Connolly. Lipman got it down. Connolly gets it out though, and there's Daniel O'Brien. He gets it, goes short, but his kick's astray. Shocking. And gives his forwards no hope, and Dessen takes the mark but cramps at the same time, so he gives the ball off to Fife to Pendlebury. Pendlebury's going to go wide to five players, make that four, and he finds Swinney Mark II, who kicks into the centre of ground, and Kane Fraser gets rid of his opponent there in Battaglia, and Fraser, who's been okay all day, gets it late. Bump should have been downfield, this downfield, and well, maybe it's not downfield, but it's a free kick going to go to Matt Ferguson. And Ferguson's going to kick from just outside 50. It's a beautiful long kick. The distance may not be a problem. It might be, you know, he goes short. Why go long? Kicks it to McClay. McClay marks it. Probably 10 metres close to the goal by the time he kicks the footy. He's already kicked three. He could be shaping up as Stan Aitkenish. He could be the obtuse one. Who knows? And we wait. And we wait. And we wait on
McClay. You're trying to get into the mind of Swinley, George, eh?
Not at all. He's a very erudite man, as we all know. He's a man of his own decisions. And we wait on Justin McClay. Going to play in three premierships in 3 years. Two at Sale City and one with Sale. Comes in now. Got close to the man on the mark, but didn't affect the kick. It's long.
1 point.
And it's true for a behind, though. And he's kicked three, as I said, goals one. One in the first, one in the second, and one in the last quarter. Big kick out comes in. Big pack of players hit it, knocked out there beautifully by Dessen. Gets it across there to McClay, tries to set up Martin. Martin went without the footy. Going back in after it was Stubb. Coming through with the footy, though, is Carr. He kicks it up and trying to make a contest with Jones. He got away with a little bit of... anyway, the free kick eventually came, and Pendlebury keeps it coming up towards where Ferguson's pushed off the ball by Lee, and he's down and hurt himself there, I think. He's got every right to sort of say, you're not allowed to do that, but nothing doing. Very hard to get a free kick in a grand final within 35 metres of a goal. Good hit out there, comes down. We're coming onto it late and kicking a
point.
Point. Was by the looks of it Rathnow, and he's kicked a goal and a point for the afternoon. Killoran, who's had a bung shoulder pretty much all the final series, has had to put up with it and isn't at his best as a result. Kicks it into Carr now in the back pocket, kicks it up long, just hoping to find perhaps Connolly. He got in the front, and Lamborn tried to handball it through to Bedgwood, who eventually got the footy. But he's wrapped up in a tackle, and out of bounds it goes. 17-7, 109 to 7-11, 53 on the Valley Forward scoreboard. 28 minutes gone for the final quarter.
Ball thrown back in there, up they go. Big wrist strike, gets a hit over the top there. Ball comes to ground, still Sales plenty of numbers there, throwing his weight around, still wrist strike. He gets it plenty of... But then the ball goes to ground, and there's a whistle on play, and a free kick will be going to Tudor. So he gets it and deals the ball out the back, ends up with Winston, and there's the siren, and the final siren here, the Gippsland Grand Final, has Sale 17 goals 7, 109 emphatic winners over Mafra 7-11-53, and so a big 56 point victory in the Grand Final to Sale. Well deserved. They just looked the Rolls Royce, didn't they, today, Mel, and they played up to that expectation.
Yeah, they did, and I think George's interview down on the ground kind of summed it up. I think they, when Mafra kind of got a little bit of a run on, they just their midfield took control, their rotations took control, and they played at their tempo. And yeah, Mafra probably not enough good speedy players all around the ground, but no, a deserved win, stronger and faster, and have been all season.
Well, you have a look at the score after half time, Mel. They've kicked 1-6 Mafra to 7-4.
Yep, they've strangled them. And look, you know, Mafra didn't, probably didn't tag the likes of a Kane Martin, who I thought was instrumental in the first three quarters in Sale's sort of clearances and around the ground. I had him almost best on at that stage. Justin McClay played very, very well, as did Dylan McLaren, Big Dylan. And, you know, Mafra tried hard. Your Gary Joneses and your O'Briens and your Porters got plenty of the ball, but not a lot of effective play coming from Mafra.
Hayden Begill, I thought...
he tried hard all day, absolutely.
You used the ball pretty well.
Yep.
And Matt Ferguson, of course, 5 goals in a grand final. Kicked 3 in that all-important second quarter when they kicked 7 straight. And that was when Mafra were having their best moments of the game. They kept coming, but the fact that Sale were able to answer every one of those challenges, I think, really broke the hearts of the Mafra boys. And, you know, 1-6 after half-time tells me that and no goals at all in the last quarter means that they'd run their race. Pretty much maybe a hardened finals campaign and the week off.
And I think Mafra went in with a few injuries too. I think O'Brien, even though he played well, I think he still looked a little bit sore. And I'm with you, Killeran and Callan Killeran. He went in there definitely carrying that shoulder. And the big Beale boy was pretty well wrapped up in he had plenty of bandages on that knee too. So I think you know in grand finals, and particularly against quality class like you've got Sale, they were just too good for them, and they just able to lift and find that extra gear when they had to.
Yeah, they sure did. And interesting theme song for the Melbourne theme song. Very, very interesting. Because Melbourne even had the temerity this year to have a best and fairest count. So who did you go for, Mark?
It's Kane Martin.
Kane Martin.
So, well, I think well deserved it. He was the engine room in the centre of the ground there, and worked hard all day. And I think, Mel, you would have given him a tick every quarter. There wasn't a quarter he didn't really.
No, look, certainly the first three were when the game was there to be to one, and you know, the last quarter was just a little bit of a going through the motions for both teams actually. But I thought Kane was by far the best for three quarters around the stoppages and around the centre bounces. Nobody was with him. A couple of times Hayden Begill went to him, had a bit of an effect, but he still got loose. And if I had to be critical of Mafra, I'd say they just didn't pay enough respect and perhaps tag a few of the key ball movers from Sale, but maybe they just didn't have the cattle to do that. But at the end of the day, I thought Kane was very good, and very close to on his heels was Justin McClay.
Yeah, I totally agree with your best players. I thought Kane Martin for the... When the heat was on, when the game was there, the game was won by three-quarter time. So, really, what took place after consequential, even though Martin still played a reasonable game in the last quarter, his first three quarters were telling. And Justin McClay, well, he was just one of those players that did his job and did it very well. He kicked three goals in a granny playing as a half-forward, and not the central half-forward. You've done a pretty good job, and the other player I thought that was very, very good for Sale, I thought that Shane Fife in the back line hardly made a blue all day. His use of the ball was terrific, and I could say that pretty much about their whole back line, was steady as
you could, you know, exactly. And Pendlebury was pretty good down there.
Pendlebury
too.
Pendlebury was very good. Lafferty was very good. Dessant was very good. And Wallace, you know, the both Wallace boys did okay. I'm finding it difficult to come up with a player that didn't do something at some stage that was towards a contribution.
It's a sign of a good team. You know, Dylan McLaren, big number 29, was terrific and did plenty of good things around the ground, and that's obviously why Sale are the winning team. So, congratulations to all of them. And I think on Mafra's side of the ledger, you know, your key players, Hayden Begill, Gary Jones, Calvin Porter, Daniel O'Brien and Alex Carr were sort of in the high possession getters, Pete, but probably none of those really had an impact on the game to sway at Mafra's way at any stage. But a great win to Sale.
A great win to Sale. We might go back to the studio for a few announcements and come back then to see if we could organise a few interviews with the better players.